Hello, everyone, and we'd like to welcome you to this, our first edition. My name is Tom.
And my name is Steve.
And we're here to talk to you basically about our experiences with House Church. We're located in the Oklahoma City area, and we've been together for over 2 years.
Yep, a little over 2 years.
And we have noticed that there's a lot of questions out there regarding this subject, and many people often ask both Steve and myself how we do it. How is this working? What difference is there between this and your regular institutional church?
Right.
And so kind of what we'd like to do is just start off there, let you know who we are, first of all. My name is Tom, and I am both ordained and a chaplain. I have worked in churches in different areas and also in hospice, working with those who are dying and their families. One thing that had been a problem for me is going through the regular steps of being in what we would call just normal church. Is I'd got to a point where I'd be sitting in a pew or doing something, and it would just be in my heart and mind of, there's got to be more than this. This is just too much business and not enough life. And so that kind of put me on a path where I started looking. And looking for a long time, to be honest with you. And it was very difficult, and I'll let Steve take up from there. He's kind of what he was doing when we met up finally.
Sure. I've been on staff at a mega church before. I did that for a handful of years. Pastored an independent, non-denominational church for 7 years. And so that's kind of the background that I came from. And very much like Tom, there was a lot of motion, but not so much life. A lot of activity, but not the fruit that I felt should be in my life, my family's life, and the people around us. And there just seemed to be so much activity with very little result. Yes, there were bright spots along the way, but it just felt like so much activity. And not a lot of life.
Seemed like there was more promise than product.
Yes.
Than actually what you were promised a lot, but just never seemed to really be there.
Right. Yeah, and I was a guy doing a lot of the promising. You know, yeah. I and some of the things I saw in seed form that I would preach about and teach about and we would talk about periodically, I think we really didn't know how to get there. We had so much machinery we were taking care of, we just really didn't know how to get there.
How frustrating must that have been for you to be the shepherd, so to speak, of a flock, and everybody looking to you, yet within your own heart you're going,
yeah,
where is the meat? I found the milk, where's the meat?
Yeah.
So that had to be difficult.
It was difficult. You know, there were times, I'm sure like with you as a chaplain, you know, that we've talked about here and there, that you had bright moments where you got to really share with people in a time of need, and that was great. But yeah, just this real sense of something's missing, something. And then that grew into not only something's missing, but there needs to be a really fundamental change here. A minor tweak is not what we're looking for. Another conference, another book, another CD series from Brother Doodad or whatever was not going to be the answer.
So you had that thought going on inside you that there's got to be a next step, something beyond this. And meanwhile, I'm having going on with me that there's got to be more than this. So basically the same thought is coming to us, which I put to the Holy Spirit, really saying,
amen.
Hey, I'm calling you out to do something. I'm calling you out to be part of something that I am making. And really, and I know it had to be for you since you were the shepherd of your church, but I was at a point where I just finally had to say, okay, I'm stepping out in faith here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm stepping out. I don't know what I'm stepping out onto, but there has to be a path here for me. And so for a while, there was nothing. I was checking with House Church websites and everything and contacting them and saying, what do you have in this area? And I was literally receiving no response.
Wow.
Nobody would respond back to me except one guy, a strange guy who had a Facebook page where his face was hidden by a coffee cup, and that turned out to be you. So,
oh, I was going to say, that sounded like a strange guy.
Yeah, well, it was strange, but go ahead. How did you get that set up? What put you on the path to try to contact people like that?
Yeah, you bet. Well, what got me from pastoring the church that my wife and I had pioneered from there was this, I've already alluded to this whole sense of, you know, something fundamental must change. And I went through, and my wife and I together went through a period of becoming willing to unlearn everything except Jesus and Him crucified and Christ and His kingdom. Everything else had to be up for change or deletion, whatever was necessary. And I won't go into tremendous detail on that, but suffice to say, we got to the point where we knew we had to extract ourselves from our current situation. And we began a process that has I found to be very common to people, as I know you have too, Tom, very, very common to people of, you know, feeling restless, getting willing to extract yourselves from your current situation, going ahead and exiting your current situation, feeling a little bit scared, and then starting to feel like that two-year-old that gets out of the bathtub and goes running naked in the front yard. You're free, 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 free. And you run around, and that's awesome for a while.
Yeah, right up until mom catches you.
Exactly. And then you realize, okay, I'm free, but I'm by myself. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of where I was at when I said, you know, Lord, what can we do here? What, you know, how can I not be by myself? How can my family and I not be so out here by ourselves, just in a different mindset? And so that's where I got on Facebook and simplechurch.com and just started to put myself and what limited thought and desire that I a lot of desire, but limited understanding of all this, and saying, hey, I'd love to talk to somebody. And this dude in a Hawaiian print shirt on Facebook,
and
that would be Tom, hit me back and, you know, just kind of said, yeah, I'm here. What's up? And so we started talking, and of course the same thing happened with several other people who we now are in fellowship with and living life together with. But that's really what got me out there online was I thought, you know, there's got to be some other people out there that are feeling like this, that are thinking like this, that want this simpler, more straightforward, less cumbersome path to just follow Jesus.
And you know, see, that is exactly why we're doing what we're doing right now. Those of you who are listening to this, and I don't know what drew you to this podcast, but if it's in your heart that you're looking for something more than what you have, and you have talked to God and said, show me, if I'm not supposed to be here, where am I supposed to be? And God has brought you here. I want you to listen to what we have to say very carefully.
Yes.
Because this is for you. And this is coming from our hearts. You will find that hopefully as we do many more podcasts here, you will find that Steve and I, we try to live in deep waters.
Mm-hmm.
We're very, very a talkative duo. But we reach for people who are looking for the same thing that we are, and that is those deep waters with God.
Yeah.
As, you know, iron sharpens iron, deep calls unto deep. And that's what we're doing here, is that we're putting out a message for everybody that's out there that was in the same place that we are. And it doesn't matter whether you're a preacher or you're just sitting out in a pew.
Mm-hmm.
If you have come to a realization where the Holy Spirit has said to you, this is not what I called you to do. I have not called you to be an audience. Mm-hmm. I have not called you to be a performer. I have called you to be part of my bride.
Yes.
My body. Yeah. And I want you to do that. And that is an active thing. That is not a reclining thing where you just sit right. And let it happen. It is an active, ongoing thing. And that's what we found in house church.
Yeah.
Now, before we go any further and talk about this, one thing I do want to just reiterate to you is that we have been doing this for several years.
Mm-hmm.
This is not something that we just started last week and said, man, we should tell everybody about it.
Right.
Now, this is something that there's ups, there's downs, there's disagreements, but there is God. That's and right. He has been at the core and the base of this, the foundation of it. And that's the one thing that just grasps my heart and just really takes me to a place of, I want more of this. Absolutely. I want more of him.
And, you know, on the heels of that, Tom, to say something that I think is obvious to everybody, but bears mentioning, neither Tom nor I nor anybody else that's part of the house church we're part of thinks that we've arrived or we got this all figured out. We're still learning as we go. We always will be learning as we go.
I better make a note of that.
Yeah,
you want to? I don't think. Okay,
go ahead. I'll write it down for you. I'll give it to you later. But we're not making this recording because we got it figured out, and for $9.95, you too can have it figured out. It's not that at all. It's just that we actually have experience now. We're a little over 2 years down the path, so we have learned a few things along the way that we're excited to share with people who are at that stage of, you know, wondering, is there more? Is there something different? Or, okay, yes, there is something more, but what is it, and how do you do it? And there are some terrific books out there about, you know, pick a term, simple church, house church, organic church, whatever you want. But this simpler way of following Jesus, there's some really, really good books out there. But I've bumped into a lot of people online, Tom, that have read a bunch of those books, and they throw out all kinds of things from those books, and that's part of the process. But in a respectful way, I asked them, you know, so, you know, what of these things have you put into practice where you're at? I mean, what has your experience been? And many, many times, they really don't have any. And I don't mean that as a criticism. It's just a fact. And so we want to share things that we've actually experienced, you know.
Definitely in our day and age, we have a lot of people who are overwhelmed with information, but underwhelmed with actual walking it out.
Correct.
And so that's a key thing. One other thing I want to send out a message, and this is just what's on my heart right now, is that there may be people who are listening to this that are totally on opposite ground of what we are presenting and what we stand for. First of all, we're not attacking the church. And second of all, if you don't believe in Jesus Christ, if you don't believe in God, if you've had some bad experience in the past and you've become angry at God or whatever, I'm just going to ask you to give us a chance here. Yeah. We are not here to get into a bitter argument. And as a matter of fact, we'll give you an email address later where we can discuss things if you have questions or whatever. But what we won't do is just get into an argument about it. For us, Jesus Christ reigns.
That's right.
And it's eternal. And that's what our house church is about, too. That's been the basis and the foundation of the house church. Now, Steve was getting to a point after his Facebook issue where he set up, a couple years ago, he set up a picnic in the park with just a an invitation sent out citywide saying, mm-hmm. come if you're interested. He was basically baiting a hook and just throwing it out there and see what would bite.
Right.
And we had quite a few people who came to that. And out of that quite a few people, a small group formed. And that was our house church. And since then, the Holy Spirit has just really taken us to a place where we've had all kinds of ministry visions. Mm-hmm. We have had, I said earlier, disagreements. Not all of us are on the same page. But, you know, if Steve and I agreed about everything, one of us wouldn't be needed here. So
right.
But we are learning. We are growing. And what amazes me the most is that we are coming to a point where we are family.
Right.
And we have watched our group, or this group, grow from a point where it was just people who had common interest to people who actually cared about each other. Not like you walk into a church and they hand you a little bulletin and say, thank you for being here. We're glad to see you. If you'll fill out that little yellow card, the pastor will come by and see you on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Not like that. It's more like, you are welcome here. You are welcome into our families. You are welcome into our lives, our homes. It's just an amazing thing. It's it's what I always dreamed church would be. Mm-hmm. Not just rhetoric, not just the same liturgical or liturgy over and over and over again. Stand up, sit down, sing, pray, whatever. I don't think there's been very many of our times together where the same thing has happened over and over again.
Right.
If it ever started to, we always tend to put a stop to it.
Exactly. We recognize it.
Yep. And but I have seen so many people ministered to, and first and foremost me. It has become something that is so a part of my daily life. And it's not, I think we were talking about before we went on air here, that we were talking about that a lot of times you hear people who separate their ministry and their life.
Yes, absolutely.
But this is us.
Yeah.
Ministry is what happens as we live. So right. And that's what's going on here. So, and I don't want to hog the microphone.
Oh, no, that's all good stuff. I agree 100%. We've at that picnic, just a very simple picnic, as Tom said, there were several people that showed up, and there were, I don't know, 5-6 households that came together. And the progress of that kind of came from shared ideas and interest, sort of long-distance handshakes, you know, like, man, we're all excited about where this could go, but I don't know you. Yeah. What I see of you...
What kind of weirdo are you really?
Exactly. Yeah. Because we're on, you know, kind of that first date thing. You know, everybody's on their best behavior and smiles and everything sounds great and, you know, wonderful. But when is this all going to fall apart and we're back out there by ourselves again? And we progressed from the long-distance handshakes to really getting to know each other. The more we got to know each other, the more we trusted each other, and began to realize that I could open myself to Tom and Scott and Danny and others. And that was true all the way around and continues to be true to this day. And there's been nothing creepy and weird about it, like, you know, okay, we're bound to each other forever because we went to that picnic. Instead, it's been, you know, we all have made our own commitments as individuals and families to follow Jesus, period. And God brought us together with other people who had that same commitment. And what we committed to each other was, you know, let's follow Jesus together. You help me, I help you, we're all in this together. And that has been the strength of us moving forward this last 2+ years. And it's nothing is personality driven. Tom and I both are very vocal, as you know pretty well by now. Mm-hmm. But nobody has tried to be the top person or decree this or decree that. That you couldn't in this group. Nobody's going to let that happen.
As a matter of fact, there has been an intense desire in the opposite direction.
Yes.
I don't want to be the leader. I want to be part of the body.
Right.
And we've really worked toward their that it being just body-driven, mm-hmm. toward the Father. And I think that is one of the great things that we have here. And one thing that you need to understand is that this is not just a couple of guys who put themselves out on the line. Our families are involved in this.
That's right.
And one thing that Steve and I really made clear to each other in the very beginning is that we're looking for the face of God. We're going in that direction. His will, His face, intimacy, transparency. And if this starts to go in a different direction, I'm out of here.
Yeah,
exactly. I'm going to go where I'm going to find that. And it's been well over a couple of years, and that's where we're going. And so that's why we're still here, and this is the next step for us.
Yeah, absolutely. It really has been good. And you know, it comes down to relationships with God, with each other. It comes down to a principle that I value a lot, and the term that makes sense for me is the notion of a big, thick black line between truth and opinion, between eternal, God-given principles that we all need, that make up the kingdom for what it is and define Christ and His kingdom, and then everything else. Now, we will always have a challenge about issue to issue, whether it's on one side of the line or the other, but what's great about our group is that we're willing to work through those things. And because nobody is trying to run the show, so to speak, we can defer to one another.
True. And it's also very, very enticing to be in a group that want to know Jesus Christ and Him crucified in each of us.
Yes.
That is, I mean, what we have here in this group is something that I've never had in your regular stained window type congregation church. And there's not a line of segregation between those who teach and those who pray and those who just work in different areas. We all do what we're called to do, and in doing so, we edify the body as a group. And I think that's something. If you're out there and you feel like I really would like to be involved in something, but I'm afraid of taking the step, let me tell you, just from personal experience, the step is well worth it.
Yes.
There was an old statement that I always thought was fantastic. And when I would train people, I would always put this statement on their paperwork. And it says, if God asks you to step out into darkness, he will do one of two things. He will either provide you a platform to step onto, or he will give you wings. Mm-hmm. But God provides for what he calls you to do. And so I think that's what he's done with us. And so it's an amazing thing of where we are. One thing I do want to get in there, and if you've got a pencil and paper, you might want to write this down, is if you have any questions for us, you want to know any information about more about what we're doing, or if there is a subject or a topic that you would like us to address, and we're not afraid. There's not anything out there we're afraid to address. Most of it we've talked about.
Probably so.
drop us a line at missile OKC, that's O as in Oklahoma, K as in Kilo, C as in city, that's capitalized, housechurch@hotmail.com. OKC, housechurch@hotmail.com. Just drop us a line there and we'll be glad to respond to you, either Steve or myself, and also be glad to address a question or even a suggestion in an upcoming podcast. It's something that we'd like to do. And I just wanted to get that in there before
you bet.
Before the end. And we even may say it again before the end. It's just to let you know there is a way of communicating with us.
Oh, sounds great. To say something we've said once before, you know, we're doing this not because we want to hear ourselves talk, but because it would have been great for me and it would have been great for Tom and for a lot of other people we know and love to have heard other people who are a little further down this path talk about what it's really been like and be able to touch base with them and say, hey, here's where we're at. You know, it's me and my wife, or me and my wife and another couple that are, you know, feeling like maybe it's time for us to go a different direction, or maybe people don't, you know, they're not even believers. You know, Tom mentioned that some of you listening may not really, you know, believe at this point that Jesus is the Son of God, and you wouldn't call yourself a Christian, and, you know, you're just curious about who Jesus really is. Maybe it's gone through your mind that, you know, I don't really know so much about this whole church thing. There's some stuff I don't get, and I don't know, it just seems kind of complicated or whatever.
Yeah, there's the old saying of, I like Christ, I just don't like Christians.
Exactly.
And if you're out there in that, that's kind of who we're shooting at right here.
You bet. And so whether you have questions about how simple organic church per se, or if your question is really more about, you know, who is Jesus and the kingdom of God and what's all that stuff mean, use the same email address, because we would love to, talk with you about Jesus and something that all of us have said and Tom said just this last time we were together. You know, life is really not about house church. It really is about Jesus. Mm-hmm. You know, so let me give you that email address again. It's okchousechurch@hotmail.com. OKC is capitalized. Again, it's okchousechurch@hotmail.com. And I can tell you without fear of contradiction, we've got nothing to sell you. There's nothing to sign up for. Nobody's going to hound you.
We don't want your money.
Don't want your money at all. Use your money to help widows and orphans and missionaries and stuff.
We don't take up tithes. We don't take up offerings. Unless, you know, somebody's in pain or need.
Right.
We'll help then. Because I believe that's what we're called to do.
Yeah.
So don't worry about, there's no ulterior motive other than to just give glory to God and to be an avenue of instruction and help to those who are looking.
Yeah, well said. I think that's a pretty good place to probably wrap it up for now. And rest assured, you're going to be having many more opportunities to hear not only Tom and I, but some other folks that are going to get on the microphone and share from their own mouths, you know, because it isn't just the two of us. There's a group of people here, families together that have been walking this out. And we will get into some of the nitty gritty of some of the challenges we've had. Mm-hmm. It hasn't all been roses and sunshine, but what it has been is deep and real and honest and truly transformative. And I will tell you as a parting thought for me, from my past experience as a pastor of a local church and working at a mega church and so on, I have never felt more free and more on mission than I do right now. I have never felt more in the center of the will of God than I am right now. And that has been beautiful for me and my family personally.
Amen. Amen. And I think the final thought that I will leave with you is this. Those of you who are listening, like I said, I don't know how you found us. I don't know what search you did to find this and what made you stop and listen. But just hear this, and hear this is from my heart. If you feel that the Holy Spirit is calling you to do something, do it. It's worth it. Follow it through. You'll be amazed at what He does when He starts to draw you out and change you. And not only that, but those around you. Be amazed at what they will turn, how God will reach them through you. And it's just a fantastic thing. We've got a lot of topics, a lot of things that we want to talk about, and we'll get those in future podcasts. Go ahead and feel free to contact us at that email address, and we'll address anything you send us. And in that meantime, God bless, Godspeed, and thank you very much from Tom and Steve.
Yeah. Sign it off for now. More later.